Okay, so Chazara. So we kind of covered Shehiyah. I think we covered Shehiyah pretty well over the past number of weeks. Shehiyah, again, just quickly, is leaving a pot on the fire from before Shabbos, leaving it there until you need to eat it. And we discussed halachas of whether you can do that, what could potentially be the issue with that, why not. And we discussed, really everything revolves around whether we're worried that you'll come into a situation that you'll mistakenly start stoking the coals to raise the heat if you notice that your food is not cooked or your food is not properly cooked. That's Chazara. And everything we discussed really revolved around that. We saw that there are many different opinions in the Gemara, in the Rishayim, when it comes down to Paiskim, Mur Mechal between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. We discussed what the Ikar did, and we discussed what the Chumras would be. And now we're moving on to Chazara. Now Chazara is, as it sounds, it's returning a pot to the fire. Now, I'm going to leave it at that because we're going to see very soon that there's a three-way machlekes rishayim when this is talking about. I don't want to get into it right at the beginning because I think just to go in chronological order, we have to first get some other definitions in order. But the truth is, I'm just going to leave it at, it means to return a pot to the fire, not putting it there for the first time, but returning a pot that was once cooking, that now came off the fire, now you'd like to return it on the fire on Shabbos. That's the sugya that we're going to discuss. And we're going to see that there's going to be a lot of variables here. I'm going to try to go a little bit slower, so this will be able to be a little more clear. You shouldn't have to repeat things so many times every week to be come back to it. So again, I put a lot, it's the 22 sources on this. I don't expect to get to all of it tonight, and Yemir Tzeh Shem next week will add to it. So again, where does it start? It all starts at this Mishnah. The same Mishnah that we discussed last time. It says, Kirish Yisikua Bekash Begvava, an oven which has been, which is fueled, which is ignited or lit up with Kashik Vava, it's straw. Nice and ala tashal, you'll let it put food on it. The Gefes Ve'etzim, if you use Gefes Ve'etzim, a material that's going to leave behind coals, Le'itin Ashigav, don't put it there until you do Gufa Ktuma, or Achitim Se'efer until you put Efer there. Thus, that's what we refer to as Gufa Ktuma. And Beshamai Oimrim, Chamin Avaloi Tavshal, Beshal Oimrim, Chamin Vatavshal. We're going to leave that discussion out for a few minutes. But at the end of the mission, is Machlekes Beshamai Oimrim Noitin Avaloi Machzirin. You can take it off, but you can't put it back. Beshal Oimrim Av Machzirin. That's really the first place where we see that there's an issue of Machzirin, of returning a pot to the fire. Where Beshamai says, you can take something off a fire on Shabbos, but you can't return it. And Beshal says, Af Machzirin, you can put it back. Now, those are the words of the Mishnah. We discussed last time that we learned this Mishnah that this Mishnah really leaves out a tremendous amount of detail. There's a lot of information that's missing from this Mishnah. Now, in the Gemara's attempt to figure out what the Mishnah is talking about, at the end of this Amud, in source number 2, the Gemara is really going back and forth. If the Mishnah is talking about putting it back on the fire, if it's talking about putting it there from before Shabbos, the Gemara says, okay, le'olam, let's say emalach lahachzir. Now, let's say the Mishnah is referring to Chazara. In other words, all the chumras that we find in the Mishnah are only talking about cases of returning a pot to the fire. However, when it comes to leaving a pot there from before Shabbos, everything would be okay. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara is answering a question over here. The chzuri mechzira, something is missing, v'achi gitani, this is what the Mishnah should say. Kirishi sikua bekashu guvav. The Gemara now explains how we would understand the wording of the Mishnah if, when the Mishnah says lo yitain, it means lo yachzir, don't return the pot to the fire. This is how the Mishnah would read. Kirishi sikua bekashu guvav, an oven which is fueled with kashu gvava, machzir and alea tavshel. That's what the Mishnah means to say. You're allowed to return food onto it on Shabbos. Begefes ve'etzim. If, indeed, it is fueled with gefes ve'etzim, in other words, something which leaves behind the coal, lo yachzir, don't return it, ad chi yigreif, oya chitin sefer, don't return anything to the fire until you do grufa or ktuma, you'll cover the flame or remove the coals. Avalasha is mashin, but to leave it there from before Shabbos, you can leave it there. Afapisha and Igarf and Ikatu, Mahi Mashin, what are you allowed to leave there? Beshami says, Chamu lo tavsh, but still Emun chamu v'tavsh. Now here's the important part. Now, the Gemara continues that this is what the Mishnah means to say. V'hach chazara d'amri lach. This chazara, this that we said that you're allowed to return something to a fire on Shabbos, lav divri hakolhi. Not everybody agrees that you could return a pot to the fire, even if there's gufu ketuma, ela machlekes b'sham and b'shilo. Rather, this is subject to machlekes b'sham and b'shilo, sh'b'sham emrim netiv le'machzirin. B'sham says you could take it off the fire, but you can't return it to the fire. B'shilo emrim af machzirin. B'shilo says you can return it. In other words, all we did over here was just reframe the Mishnah to be much more clear about what we're talking about. And this understanding of the Gemara, what we're talking about here is returning a pot to the fire. You're allowed to do that according to Beis Hillel with a flame that leaves behind coals if there's grufu ketuma, if we have what we'll call the modern day equivalent of a blech. According to Beis Shammai, you can't do it at all. Now, that's the topic. The topic is chazar. Returning a pot to the fire. What would be the issue? Why would I not be able to return a pot to a fire on Shabbos? Just think about it like this. Guy is Friday night, takes his chalent off the fire. Now he wants to put it back on. What would be the issue? Why would a person not be able to put his chalent pot back on the fire? We're going to see soon that it's obvious that a person cannot return a pot to the fire if it's not cooked. That you don't need a Gemara, you don't need a Mishnah to tell you one of the lamtas of his malachas is forbidden. In other words, if the food is not 100% cooked, then putting it on the fire would be a violation of Nisim and Deraisa Bishal. So we're talking about a pot that's cooked. So what would be the issue? Why would
We talked about if it's girlfriend katzon, even if it's not cooked, there would be a tata.
That's leaving it from before Shabbos, and the issue there would be Shami Echata. Right. So what you're saying is valid. In other words, what you're pointing out is that just like when it comes to Shehiya, we don't allow a person to leave a pot on the fire if it's not fully cooked. Or even if it is cooked, if it's been stomach viofile, we have a shita that says it's a problem. So that would be the issue over here as well. You can't put a pot back on the fire because, imagine the scenario, a guy takes off the challah on Friday night, he starts eating it and he says, oh gosh, this thing is not cooked all the way. And we got a problem. It says the fire is not hot enough to cook this along the way. It's going to get spoiled. It's not going to be good. So maybe he'll raise a flame. So the truth is that in source number 4, we'll see that that's really what Taisus understands. That's the way Taisus understands it. Taisus understands that the issue of Chazara is Shami Echata B'Guchalim. There's a problem. I really was a little bit reluctant to bring this Taisus down because it's really on a part of the Gemara that I don't want to focus on yet. And I think really opening up this Taisus really kind of opens a can of worms because we're going to start talking about something totally different. But just focus on the underlined words. V'yomer Rabbeinu Tam Dehacha Gabi Hashaha Al Gabi Kira. Leaving something on top of a fire. K'shehu Ba'oisei Mechem Shehu Cham Le'osi L'chtuye. Ava B'mechem Acher in another pot. Shukar also lichituye, avagabatmon shari take shukar kibichitu modlayoya. Again, I don't want to open up the topic yet. The topic the test is discussing is if a person transfers the food from one pot to the next. If a person has a challah pot which is cooking from before Shabbos, now he takes all the food from the challah pot and he dumps it into another pot. Now he wants to put that pot onto the fire. That's the Gemara's question. Can you put the second pot back on the fire? We'll get to that. We'll discuss that very soon. It's going to be has a lot of halachic ramifications because. Just this past Shabbos, someone asked me, if your chalent is drying out, can you take water from your urn and pour it into the chalent pot, which is literally the same question. If we have water which is cooking on top of one flame, you want to transfer that water which is cooking on top of one flame and put it into a pot on top of another flame, can you do that or not? That's gonna be that shaila. We'll get there, we'll discuss that case in great detail. But the point that I'm pointing out is that Taisus, when he's discussing the difference between Chazara, which he's calling Hasha over here, between Chazara and Hatmana, Taisus explains that the difference would be with regard to Chita B'Guchalim. So clearly Taisus is understanding that one of the reasons why Chazara would be forbidden would be because we're nervous that a person is going to raise the flame. Rashi takes a different approach. Rashi, I have to be honest with you, Rashi is discussing what he's saying is in the Shita of Beis Shammai. And we don't pasken like Beis Shammai because Beis Shammai says you can't do Chazara at all. But I think it would hold true even in the cases of Beis Hillel where it would be aser to do chazara. Rashi says in source number 3, "Lemechzirin b'Shabbos demechzikim avashal." So that is the generally accepted understanding of what would be the problem of Bishul, the problem of Chazara. If you have a pot, you're holding a pot, and you return that pot to the flame on Shabbos, that's something which is called Mechzikim Avashal. Now, I should just give a slight background to the term Mechzikim Avashal. Mechzikim Avashal, I know that I do this all the time in the afternoons with you guys. There's a common misconception, where a lot of these things which we have of Mechzi, Nirika this, Nirika that, we saw a few times the idea of Nirika Mesakein, and here you have Mechzi Kemavashal. It's not an issue of Marasayin. We're not talking about Marasayin. Marasayin is an entirely different animal, and Marasayin means that I'm doing something which is 100% mutter. However, a bystander may not understand what I'm doing, he may mistake what I'm doing, and accuse me of violating an issue. That's Marasayin. Here, Mechzi Kemavashal, and it's clear, we're going to see this when we learn the Halachas of Teichin, according to the Rambam. I believe it's Teichin. I'm pretty sure it's Teichin. The Rambam uses a Lashon of Mevashal. And the Lashon of Mechzi Kemavashal, we find it comes up all the time. And it's clear that the idea of Mechzi Kemavashal was that Chazal were concerned that when you do certain things, certain actions in the kitchen on Shabbos, and it's very difficult to differentiate between something which is halachically called cooking and something which is referred to as cooking by the Hamayin Am. So when you do things in the kitchen, you know, say you were to call your wife and say, "What are you doing now?" She'll say, "I'm cooking." Now, you might say to her, "Are you actually halachically cooking what you're doing right now? Is that halachically called cooking what you're doing?" You're not going to say, "I'm cooking, I'm preparing food, I'm cooking." That's what the idea of Mechzi Kemavashal. Mechzi Kemavashal is when people engage in certain activities in the kitchen, which belishna debnei adam, in people's speech, it's referred to as cooking. Chazal didn't want us doing that on Shabbos, and that's an issur midrabban. So what we have to do, in any case, we're going to have to be matir chazara. The point, the goal is going to be that this should not be viewed as cooking. It should be viewed as, I'm just simply taking food out of the pot and then returning it to where it was. The term that we're going to see that's going to be used is we're not being mevatel shehiyah rishayna. We're being, in other words, the opposite would be, we are mamshech shehiyah harishayna. In other words, I have a case where it was mutter for me to leave a pot on the fire from before Shabbos. I left it there kahalacha. It's mutter for me to leave it there until tomorrow morning. I'm just doing a slight interruption that I'm using, that I'm doing. In other words, I have a shehiyah which was mutter, and I want to allow that shehiyah to continue till tomorrow. So what I'm doing is I'm having a slight interruption and I'm taking it off. And then when I'll put it back on, I'm just continuing. In other words, what I'm doing now will not constitute as a new cooking. It's not anything new. I'm not doing anything new. I'm just have something sitting there from before Shabbos. I want it to continue being there and just a slight detour in the middle. So that's Rashi, the idea. What we were explaining was that according to Rashi, the issue, the potential issur that could come up with Chazara would be that shehiyah was mutter, I left a pot on the fire. According to the halacha, what was allowed to be there, it's supposed to stay there until the morning. Chazara would be that I am just taking a slight detour in that process, I'm taking it off, and then I'm returning it and allowing that original shehiyah to continue. Anything that I'm going to do, which is going to look like I'm starting over again, I took it off the fire, I ate from it, and now you know what I want to do? I want to put it back on. That's already something which is considered a Mechzik Mevashal. You're starting a new thing. That would be the issue.
Assuming that it's fully cooked.
100%. If it's not fully cooked, we have a whole different problem.
Okay.
Right. What are you saying, Yaakov?
No, meaning that there's no tzad to say that Rashi's explaining the fundamental difference between this Hill and Beishamai being that Beishamai said Mechzik Mevashal is enough to create problem, and that is the fundamental issue of Chazara. And Beisol says it's Mechzik Mevashal, but in essence it's not Mevashal, and therefore we don't care. Like that, according to Beisol, Mechzik Mevashal is not concerned.
Right. So what you're trying to say is that Rashi, when he says Mechzik Mevashal, is only referring to Beishamai, but Beisol disagrees with that whole thing.
Asking,
all right, so I think there's a tzad to say that, but the issue is that we find that even in Beis Hillel there are limitations. Even in Beis Hillel there are limitations,
right,
to what you're allowed to be allowed to return.
I would say that in the cases of Beis Hillel, it's actual mevashal, it's not that.
Yeah, so we're going to see that it can't be that way.
Uh-huh, okay.
It can't be that way. Right. So that's that. So that, those are the two. Those are the first 2 points. What would be the issue of returning a pot to the fire? Tosis does seem to say there's an issue that we're worried maybe you'll stoke the flames. You took your pot off, saw what it looked like inside. Say now it's not cooked well enough. It has to get cooked a little more. You'll stoke the flames, make the flame bigger. According to the way Rashi understands it, the whole issue is that when you're putting it back on the fire, it looks like you're cooking something. And what we're going to try to be avoiding over here is we're going to try to avoid having something look like you're cooking. Now, what are the conditions that a person is allowed to put something back on the fire? So, source number 5 is a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis. It's a bit of a complicated Gemara because there's a bunch of different shitas. And in that, in those shittas, there's a Lishna Kama and a Lishna Basra. So without getting too confused, I would just point to a few things in the Gemara. Number one, you have Amar of Zrika, Amar of Abba, Amar of Tadoi, Loishanu Elosh Oidon B'yadoi. When you're allowed to return something to the fire, that's when it's Oidon B'yadoi. It's still in your hand. Avonichan Gavikarki, put it down on the floor, so you can't put it back on. Now, some historical context over here.
The thing was holding up the hand.
Yeah, but why would you put it on the floor? What does putting the floor do? And we'll see later, the Gemara doesn't have a question. What happens if you put it down on top of a bench? So, again, we have to just understand that the way they cooked back then was they had, in the chatzar, in front of their house, or wherever they had it, they had this oven in front of their house. And where was the oven? On the floor. Where did they store the pots? On the floor. Around the oven. They didn't have kitchen cabinets where they put things in. They stored their pots near the oven. So putting a pot on the floor was the classic sign that I'm done with it. I'm finished. That's where you put it away. It would kind of be the equivalent to putting it away in your cabinet. Okay? So much so that Paiskim even want to say that maybe putting it on your counter now should be similar to putting it on the floor because that's where you keep a pot after you finish using it. All right. That's I think that's a little bit... a little bit extreme. That's not put away, but it's a sign that I'm done. I'm finished with it. I'm no longer cooking with it. I put it down on the floor. I'm finished using it.
Therefore, it takes away this idea that it's a long shehiyah with.
Right. In other words, exactly. That's the idea. It's no longer a continued shehiyah process. I'm no longer just simply taking a detour in my shehiyah. What I'm doing now is I'm finished. I put it down, and now what I want to do is I want to put it back. And hesach hadas is going to be the next point that we're going to discuss of daita lahachzer. Skip a few lines. Amar Chizkiya Mishmei Dabaya, Had Amrit Oidem Biyadei Mutter. That that we said, that you're allowed to return it if it's still in your hand, Lo Yamaran El Shadayter Lahachzir. That's only going to be true if I had in mind when I took it off the fire that I'm going to put it back on. Avol Ein Dayter Lahachzir Aser. If I did not have in mind to put it back on, then it would be Aser. Okay, so let's...
The sheet that there's even a tzad that even though you're still holding on to it with your hand,
if you didn't have in mind to put it back on, exactly. Again, so now we're getting to the guy's mindset of what did he think when he was taking it off the fire. And again, really, it means the same thing. What it means is the same thing. What are you doing when you want to put that pot back on the fire? Are you right now initiating a new shehiyah? Are you now leaving your pot on the fire for tomorrow for the first time? Or are you just continuing that old shehiyah that you had from Erev Shabbos? And you're just taking a slight detour. Both of these things explain that exact idea. That over here we have a pot that was here from before Shabbos. I'm leaving it on the fire until tomorrow. Slight detour says I'm taking it off right now to take some challah for tonight. But you know what? I had a mind to put it back on. And I was holding it the whole time. So really all I'm doing is continuing that original shehiyah from before Shabbos, which was mutter. Now, I decided instead of going through the whole Gemara, I kind of just paraphrased the whole thing over here in that little indented line over there. Yeah, Rav Tadai, he says it has to be Oide B'yade. He lays down that rule, you have to be holding it. Now, there's Chizkiya in two different Lishanis in the Gemara. Chizkiya in Lishna Kama says it has to be, you're holding on to it, Vidaite Lahachzir, two things, two conditions. Number one, you have to actually be holding on to it. Number two, you have to have in mind to put it back on. The Lishna Basra says it's either or. Either you're still holding it, or, so you had a mind to put it back on. Rabbi Yochanan, he says, afilu nichigav garikarka, we didn't mention that. Rabbi Yochanan was one who was mekel. He said, even if you put it down on the floor, it's fine, you can still put it back on.
As long as you have the other two conditions or no?
He doesn't seem to say that. Okay. Right? Because even the Gemara, where he says, lo yamar el shadat, ha da amrit oide biade mutter. In other words, ha da amrit, but here says it's mutter in any case.
If you're holding onto it when it's on the ground, I guess that would be...
Right.
There's no way.
Exactly. But his whole point is that you don't have to be holding onto it. You can put it down. It's still fine. It's still considered. You're still being mamshach the shir yishayna. And Rabbi Yomi had a shayla. What's the halacha of putting on top of a safsal? Why? What's his shayla? His shayla seems to be putting it on the floor is an indication that I'm done with it. Putting it on a bench, I sit on a bench. So if I'm putting it on the bench, why did I put it on the bench? Am I done with it? Or am I still using it? So it's kind of a middle darga. The Gemara says take over there. Now, what's the halacha? So now we have several different Rishonim who speak about this. Rabbeinu Chananel is actually on the page. He's Machmir. He writes, first of all, I didn't underline that. V'dafka b'kiruv gufo k'tuma. And that's something which is pasha, because you have to understand, even any place where we're going to have a makar, that chazar is mutter, is going to have to fall back on our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says, when you have gefes v'etzim, you have to have gufo k'tuma. So chazar is always going to have to be on a covered flame. You're never going to be able to return something to an open flame. The only time we were ever matched with someone to leave something in an open flame was Shehiya, where it was the Spashak Mecha Ben Drusai, and we'll be understanding that our Mishnah is talking about Chazara. In other words, when does our Mishnah introduce Grufa Ktuma, covering the flame? That's only when we're talking about Chazara returning a pot to the fire. Shehiya would be mutter even if the fire is exposed. But when it comes to Chazara, everyone's going to agree that you're going to have a covered flame. So the Rabbeinu Chananel starts, condition number one, it's going to have to be Grufa Ktuma. That's clear. See, he throws in right there. You can't have put it down on the floor. But he throws in, it's not only the kid that it didn't go on the floor. That's when it says in the Mishnah you're allowed to return it. Aval, iminichan gabe karka, afa pisha bedaita lachzirin lakira, usr. Vasikna lishmaita betray lishni, kalki agavna bedairaisa, avdin lachumra vashabas isura deraisahi. Very interesting thing that Rabbeinu Chananel introduces. He says, we have a bunch of shailas in the Gemara, we have a bunch of different lashanis in the Gemara, we have a bunch of different opinions in the Gemara. Ultimately, says Rabbeinu Chananel, Shabbos is an issue of isur midairaisa. And since it's an issue of Issa Midar Raisa, therefore, we're Machmir, so you have to have, number one, Grufa Ktuma, that's obvious, and then you can also have to have that you're holding it, and Dait Delach. So we have three conditions so far, according to Beit HaChanan. Now, it's interesting. Beit HaChanan calls this an Issa Midar Raisa, because returning cooked food to a flame should not be anything more than Issa Midar Rabbana. Why does he call this Issa Midar Raisa?
Maybe his definition of cooked.
No. We're going to say everyone's definition to themselves. We're discussing a case where it's cooked. And that's also tonight.
Is cases in Issa Midaraisa or that's Shabbos?
That's what he says. He says Shabbos. But what does that mean? What does that mean? So I think, Jen, we find this in the Rambam sometimes. I think Rabbeinu Chananel means this as well. Is that since the whole, what Chazal were working on over here was, where they were protecting in Issa Midaraisa. So whether it's Chitu Ben Gacholim according to Tosfos, or it's an issue of mevashal, whatever it was. The whole issue that surrounds us over here is an Isser Shabbos. That being the case, says Rabbeinu Chananel, this is not just something which is like a small, far-fetched Isser over here. This is something which is important. It's here to protect Shabbos. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, you should be machmir, and you should fulfill all the tanaim. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, we're going to say number one. First of all, obviously it's going to have to be cooked. It's going to have to be cooked. If it's not cooked, there's nothing to talk about. Because if it's not cooked, then that's an issur midaraisa of cooking. We're also going to have that grufa ktuma, because that's what the Mishnah says. We also have to have, says Rabbeinu Chananel, that you had oida b'yoda, it's in your hand, and daita lahachzer. So far we have four tanaim. We're going to see when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, there's going to be a fifth one, which is Reisachas has to still be hot. We're going to discuss what that is. But here is where we've been throwing a lot of chumras at Svaradim in the previous Shurim, but we're going to find that here is one issue where the Svaradim are going to be more makel than us. See the source number 7. Kol shemutter lahashay sagabia esh. Anything which is mutter to leave on top of a fire. Kishenaitonais v'shavus, when you take it off b'shavus, asr lachzir l'mkaymai. You cannot return it to the fire. V'ein lachzir l'aylam. You cannot return it. Ella agabi kira grufa imachusar imachusar ibekira v'kubak shusik v'kashigvava. V'hu, when, in other words, when you are allowed to return it. First he explains it has to be grufa k'tuma. That's what we explained earlier. It has to be a kira grufa k'tuma. Again, that's obvious. It's written in the Mishnah. Everyone agrees with that. Again, either it's a kupach which is heated up with kashik vav and there's no real coals over there, or we're talking about a place where there are coals, you'll cover the flame as gufa k'tuma. And here says the Rambam, when you're allowed to put it down, v'hush le'niach hakdera gabi akarka. Can't put it on the floor, v'mishnich gabi akarka, machzir nesa. One tonight. Says the Rambam one thing. Just don't put it on the floor. Doesn't say you have to be holding it. Doesn't say you have to have dait to l'hachzir. He just says don't put it on the floor. Right? One tonight in the Rambam. And says the Gois Maimini, he explains, Kirev Tadoi, Volei Kalish Nebastard, Amar Afila Gabi Karka Nami Mutter, Sefer Chumakas, Bishal Sefer, Pahal Chachramiko. Here, we have the Gois Maimini saying exactly the opposite of what Rabbeinu Chananel said. Just a Midrabanan. So we go off to the Meiko. So since we have a bunch of different Lashonos in the Gemara, a bunch of different opinions, so therefore we go after the Mekel. We're Mekel, all you need to have is one thing, which is pretty much Muskim to everybody, is that don't put it down on the floor. All right, so that is going to be the Machlekes Rishonim that we're going to have. We have this Gemara, which brings down a number of opinions. We have the Rabbi Nachman, who's Machmer, that you have to have, really, we know of four Tanayim. Number one, Gufa Ktuma. Number two, that it's Oydeb Yodai. Number three, that it's daita lahachzir. Number four, which is obvious that it's cooked, 100% cooked.
But you don't put it down.
Right. No. Well, if you have to hold it, you're not going to be putting it down. If it's if you have to have oydeb yaday, then that means you can't put it down.
So, what's the svara behind Gus Mami saying it's midrabanan and
Ben Chanan saying midraisa? So I think that it's as we were explaining. Ultimately, everyone agrees that the Isra of Chazara would never be more than Isra Rabbanan. Everyone's going to agree with that. And everyone's going to agree that the Isra that the Rabbanan are working to prevent is an Isra Midaraisa. So Rabbeinu Chananel, he views it from that point of view. That since ultimately this is all here to protect us from violating an Isra Midaraisa, so we should be Machmir. And the way that Gois Maimon is viewing it is whether or not the point in why Chazal made this takana was to protect you from Nisim Daraisa, ultimately, you can't count it as more than a Dravana. We'll stop here, because we have to get moving. But in Mirz Hashem next week, we'll continue with the Shulchan Aruch. And I don't want to start the Shulchan Aruch, even though it's only one more source, because once we start, we have the Bach, the Magen Avraham, Pierre Grod, the Mishnah Berurah, Moshe, and it's all basically understanding this mechaber, but ultimately that's the Hakdama to Chazara on Shabbos. Wow.